life. I tipped my glass to hers. I studied her, her look, her body movement, and I hesitated for a moment. "Want to get out of here?" I asked. "And go where?" The corners of her mouth curved upwards. "My hotel is right around the corner." "Are you married?" she asked. "No." "Do you have a girlfriend?" "Nope." I shook my head. "Then sure. Lead the way." I threw some cash on the bar and we headed to my hotel.
Grace.
Why the hell not? He was incredibly sexy with his short brown hair, strong masculine jawline that sported the sexiest 5 o'clock shadow, and eyes that were gray with a hint of blue swirled within. Not to mention his 6'3" muscular body. This was my last night in New York before I ventured off tomorrow to a new city and leave my old life behind. Might as well have one last New York fling. We walked around the block to the Mandarin Hotel. "Impressive," I spoke as we walked through the lobby to the elevators. "Wait until you see the room," he winked. The moment the elevator door shut, Jameson placed his hand on my cheek and brought his lips to mine. "I've been wanting to do that for a while," he spoke. "I've been wanting you to," I grinned. The elevator stopped on the 38th floor. We stepped out into the prestigious hallway where Jameson held my hand and led me to his suite. "What exactly do you do for a living?" I smirked as we entered the room. "Does it matter? It's not like we'll ever see each other again after tonight. I'm flying home, you're starting a new life, so let's just leave it at that." He spoke as he placed his hands on each side of my face. "Fine with me." Our lips collided and our tongues met for the first time. I was overly turned on by this man, and my already soaked panties proved it. He reached around and unzipped my dress, letting it fall to the ground, exposing my bare breasts. My nipples hardened at his stare, as his fingers lightly brushed against them. His hand wrapped around my back and held me in place, while his other hand dipped down the front of my panties, navigating its way to my wet and sensitive area. "I love the fact that you're so wet," he whispered as his tongue stroked my neck. "You turn me on. What can I say? My body is naturally reacting." "I know something else that will turn you on even more." He dipped his finger inside me and I gasped. The pleasure this man gave was intoxicating and erased the pain I'd felt over the past month. My nails dug into the cotton of his shirt as he explored me, hitting my G-spot and sending me over the edge to a full-blown orgasm. Arching my back with the tight grip he had around me, I threw my head back and felt like I'd died and gone to heaven. Shit. I'd never felt anything like it before. What the hell just happened? "Damn, that was amazing," he smiled. My heart was pounding out of my chest as he lightly pushed me back on the bed. Taking a step back, he quickly unbuttoned his shirt and threw it to the floor. I felt the vibrations down below as I stared at his muscular arms, chest, and beautifully sculpted six-pack. I waited in anticipation as he took down his pants that revealed his black boxer briefs. "Come here," I spoke. He walked towards me as I sat on the edge of the bed. Hooking my fingers around the waistband of his briefs, I slowly took them down, releasing his large, hard cock. I gulped at the madness in front of me. "Thank you," I silently whispered. Wrapping my fingers around his shaft, I moved it up and down. Moans of pleasure erupted from him as he tangled his fingers in my hair. I took him inside my mouth and sucked him as if he was a lollipop. His grip on my hair tightened as he pushed my head down so I could take almost all of him in. "Fuck," he moaned. "Oh, God." He lifted my head and removed himself from me. "I don't want to come yet," he panted as he pushed me on my back. He bent down and his tongue made its way up my inner thigh, and he removed my panties with ease. The wetness poured from me as excitement